coming up next on The Kingdom Voice.
Why is your feelings tied to I'm sorry? There are some folk that ain't gonna ever say I'm sorry to you. And until God can mature you to the point that people don't matter, he can't use you like he wants to. Oh, y'all don't like me this morning.
Connect with DCKM today and receive a free MP3 from Apostle Dr. Dana Carson. Text DCKM to 833-886-1364. We can't wait to connect with you.
The following message by Apostle Dr. Dana Carson is made possible by DCKM Partners. Check out our website, drdanacarson.org, where you can hear much more from the Kingdom Voice.
Of chapter 1, verse 8, where it says, he is a double-minded man, unstable in all of his ways. And then chapter 4, verse 8, draw near to God and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your heart, you double-minded. I want to use as a thought, don't be double-minded. Look to your neighbor and say, don't be double-minded. God gave us time for two primary purposes. One was to execute his assignment or his purpose for your life. And two was for the maturation process. So God is training you for reigning. So he's teaching you in time how to live in eternity. So you're training for reigning. So you're learning how to conduct your life in eternity in time. So God is training you for heaven right now. So he's teaching you kingdom culture. And so he not only is he training you for reigning, which means that's a maturation process, that's sanctification, becoming who God has designed you to be from where you are. God grows you. So then that means then that God is taking you through a lot of experiences to grow you, to mature you, not only for heaven, but also to execute your assignment. And so every assignment God gives you, you have to be mature for the assignment. So what God does is God matures you in time for your next assignment. I shared that if I would have had access and been over all that I'm over now, I was 24 years old, 25 when I started pastoring. If I would have had this kind of responsibility at that age, or 30 or 35, if I would have had this kind of responsibility, I wouldn't have been able to handle it. It'd have been too much for me. Why? Because I wasn't mature enough. So what God had to do in order to get me where he has me, to be able to use me like he uses me, is he had to mature me. And a part of the maturation process, of the maturity process, and this is what people don't like about this process, because the maturation process is about getting a pure heart. So God wants to purify your heart. Now, so in order to purify your heart, he has to grow your walk spiritually. And which means then God is going to take you through so much in life until you finally get to the point where people don't bother you. Now, see, because as long as people bother you or they can influence you, they can always detour you from God. And so God wants to, he's trying to teach you how to cling to him. He wants you to be able to say, like the Psalter said, as a deer panted towards the water brook, so my soul thirsts after ye, O God. So God is trying to get you to the place that not nobody else matters, but he matters the most. And so when it comes to decision making and choices, you will choose God before you choose man. And so now that seems real easy on one side, and I hear you clapping, but let me tell you what that entails. And so in order for God to get you over people, that means that you have to see people like God does. Now, so what do you mean see people like God does? Well, the Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And what do you mean? I'm saying God looked beyond their faults and their problems, and he solved their need. Okay, let me dig this a little deeper. And so you have to see people like God. So when Jesus was on the cross, he said something rather remarkable. He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Now, on the surface, I beg to differ. I'm saying they knew they were putting a crown of thorns on his head. They knew they were nailing his hands to the cross. They knew they were nailing his feet. They knew they were beating him with the cat of nine tails. So on one level, they knew what they were doing. However, we can't look at it through the lens of man, because that's how I'm looking at it when I give you those things. But he looked at it through the lens of God. And so what do you mean? He did. The Bible says in Romans 5 and 8 that God commanded his love towards us in this, while we were yet sinners, Christ died on the cross for us, which means then God didn't hold their idiosyncrasies, their inadequacies, their propensities of their sinful nature against them. Instead, he saw something of value in them. And what he saw was they were created in his image. And thus, you know, the scripture tells us you got to beware when you're talking about you don't like your brother. How do you know? John tells us, how do you know your brother is not like God? How can you hate your brother and love God? See, so then that means then when we talk about God's taking me through a process to get me over people, I'm saying something. So what I'm saying then, God is going to take you through a maturation process till you have no issues. Okay. So now let me go over here and say this. So you're not ready for what God has for you as long as you are issue prone. Okay. So listen, God can't use you until he can use you anywhere. Okay. Let me see. See, there are some people you don't want God to bless them because you mad at them. Listen, so God can't use you with them. There are some people you don't want to see their life move to another level because you think they owe you something for what they did for you to you. See, so what I'm saying to you, you can't be used like God wants to use you as long as people can hurt you. See, God is trying to move you to a place that no matter what people do to you, you say, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And even before they apologize for you, to you, that you says, while they were yet sinners, Christ died. He didn't get an apology before he forgave them. Why is your feelings tied to I'm sorry? There are some folk that ain't gonna ever say I'm sorry to you. And until God, until God can mature you to the point that people don't matter, he can't use you like he wants to. Oh, y'all don't like me this morning.
We will be right back after this. Connect with DCKM today and receive a free MP3 from Apostle Dr. Dana Carson. Text DCKM to 833-886-1364. We can't wait to connect with you.
In a world where uncertainty reigns, where global conflicts, natural disasters, and societal upheaval seem to be the new normal, have you ever wondered what it all means? Are the events of today connected to the ancient prophecies of the Bible? Introducing the Book of Revelation, Eschatology, and the Kingdom of God by Dr. Dana Carson, a leading authority on biblical prophecy and the Kingdom of God. In this transformative work, Dr. Carson connects the dots between the ancient visions of John the Apostle and the tumultuous events unfolding before our eyes. This isn't just a book. It's a roadmap for navigating the challenges of our time with faith and resilience. Unblock the secrets of Revelation as Dr. Carson unveils timeless messages of hope, resilience, and spiritual triumph. The Book of Revelation, Eschatology, and the Kingdom of God. Order your copy today and discover how the ancient prophecies illuminate the path through the challenges of today.
Welcome back to the Kingdom Voice.
See, that's that person I told you God is trying to mature you into, where you don't have no issues. When one relies upon the wisdom from below, they become a fool professing themselves to be wise. People that don't know the wisdom of God think they know everything. There are folk that come in here, they're so arrogant and so proud, they'll sit right there in that seat and hear someone like me teach and preach God's word, and I've been doing it for 40 years and have studied on the postdoctoral level in the scripture, have studied both languages, Hebrew, Greek, and have dabbled with theological German. Now, I spend my life trying to tell you this. You ain't picked up one Bible encyclopedia, and you feel like your opinion should be equal to what I'm saying up here. Why? Because you're part of the proud that God opposes. Now watch this. When one relies upon wisdom from below, they become a fool, professing themselves to be wise. In the teachings of Jesus, particularly in the Sermon on the Mount, he talks about the concept fool. Being a moros is the Greek term. It's more than just the lack of intelligence. It often implies a moral failing and a lack of discernment necessary for godly living. That's what a fool is. The foolish build up of worldly wealth without being rich toward God is another context in which fool is used. You got all this stuff you getting, and then you're gonna die and you've not prepared for the judgment. What profit a man to gain the world and lose his soul? A fool, according to the scripture, is one who rejects or lacks wisdom, not just the intellectual sense, but also from a moral and spiritual perspective. A fool refuses to live in alignment with God's principles and often follows paths leading to ruin or destruction. The term moron was coined in the 20th century as a psychological term to describe a certain level of cognitive impairment falling between imbecile and idiot. And it's off of this word moros, and eventually entered a common usage as an informal term for someone perceived as lacking intelligence and sense. James highlights for us that our conflict is internal, and the main issue is what's going on in your mind. He began in chapter 3 arguing that theology from above versus theology from below. And thus, he asked the rhetorical question in chapter 4. He says, from whence cometh your wars? So, where do your internal wars polemos, your internal strife and your wars. He says, from which come your wars and battles. Battles, make, means controversies. So from where is the origin of this stress that you're feeling, this strife that you're feeling, and these controversies that you're feeling on the inside of you? Where do they originate? So he uses the word battle, wars and battles, the campaign or chronic state of war and the conflict or battle. So your campaign and conflict of war, he says, originate in your members. I say amen to that. So, read my source, it originates in my members. Now, but here, what does he mean? Some of you couldn't find no humor in there because you thought that's really what it meant. So he says, your campaigns and conflict, wars and battles originate in your members, milos. And he says, because of your desire for hedone. Hedone means pleasure, delight, sensual pleasure, physical pleasure, appetite or lust, which means you're going through, oh, I want to help you now. You listen, if I was you, I would sit here and say, preach this to me, and don't you dare cut a word because I'm gone tomorrow. Listen, I want you to hear me now. So he says, hedone. So where we get the word hedonism, hedonism. So he says, your problem is not what's going on the outside of you. It's what's going on the inside of you. He says you have a quest for pleasure. Hedonistic. You're hedonistic. That's where we get the term from. Hedonism is a philosophical theory that suggests that pursuit of happiness and the avoidance of pain are the primary and most important goals of life, of human life. There are different forms of hedonism. You have ethical hedonism. This asserts that pleasure is the highest good and that individuals should seek to maximize their own pleasure. You have psychological hedonism. This is the view that humans are naturally inclined to seek pleasure and avoid pain, suggesting that all actions are motivated by the desire for pleasure. Then, I always pronounce it crazy, Epicureanism found, it suggests that there is this still, this moderate pleasure, propensity for pleasure, but all of it, it's about overindulging oneself for pleasure, whether it's physical pleasure or what. So, this is what people teach us today, that we should get all of our pleasures met, what we want. So that becomes your ethic. If it makes you feel good, that is now good. Ethically, that's good. That's my good. We call it my truth today. My truth is the truth that makes me happy. You're hedonistic. Because there is a divine truth that has absolutely nothing to do with your truth. There is a divine pleasure that has nothing to do with your defined pleasure. So listen to what James said. Don't listen. You want to be mad? Be mad at God. All I'm doing is preaching and teaching this book. I'm not giving you no opinions. I'm teaching you the book. Now, so he says, from whence cometh your war? Stratatuomai. You hear the word strategy. But to war against, this means, stratatuomai means to war against right principles and moral concepts. And so in your milos, in your members, which means you're bold of passion. From which cometh your wars? He's saying your wars come from your internal DNA. You have a sense of your lower nature, your Adamic appetite, that is causing conflict in you. That means there is something unlike God in you, and then God put he put himself in you, and so you have divine propensities fighting against Adamic propensities. So there's parts of my flesh that wants to feel good, but that's against God. But then there's a part of me that says, I don't want that. And the only reason I don't want that is because there's a part of me that says, I want God. And so anytime I start wanting God, I then don't want that. And then when I want that, then I diminish wanting God. And so there is this struggle and this battle in going on inside of me. And see, you don't want to acknowledge that because you're saved and you're holy and you're Christian and you love God. And you don't want anybody to know that you have unholy appetites. You don't want them to know the kinds of things that are going on, the kind of things you say in your head, even when you don't say them out of your mouth, the kind the feelings you wish you could feel, even though you know they're just terrible in God to feel it. So there is this war going on the inside of you. So he says, number one, the cause of this internal chaos is it's a war in your members. The flesh is warring against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. And that has nothing to do with nobody else. That's all you. That's all you. That's all of your propensities, all of your desires, and it's what God desires for you. Listen, you want to get you a little sum? God said, no, you can't get none until you get married. There's a war. Listen, you like the way drinking feels, and you want to get you a little drink, but God says that wine is a marker, and strong drink is rage. You know, whoever's deceived thereby is not wise. So be not drunk with wine. So there's a war that goes on. And so now, you don't understand, you're frustrated because you like drink and God told you don't get drunk. And you don't understand, you're frustrated because you want to get drunk and you're mad and you're taking it out on everybody else. You know, when you're having a bad day, you know, you just don't mess with you. And sometimes you have to realize how grouchy you become when you're having a bad day. And so when you're having a bad day, sometimes you just have to tell people, I'm sorry, I'm snapping at you, I'm having a bad day. But let me tell you something. You don't realize every day you're having a bad day inside, and you got to be careful because some of the stuff that you are superimposing on other people is your frustration because you want a drink and can't have one. You want sex and you can't do it. You want to cuss them out, but you can't. Listen, there are certain things that are going on. There is a war going on inside of you. And you're too busy blaming it on everybody else to ever get the victory over what is going on the inside of you. When you sleep at night, nobody's monitoring the war. The thoughts of the conscious and the unconscious and the subconscious, they're moving around. The spirit, the flesh, all kinds of conversations are taking place. And every now and then you tap into it and can't discern it, and you call it a dream. You don't quite understand all the things that's going on, but you felt like something was happening and it woke you up and you're, and that's because there was a war going on inside of you.
Thank you for listening to the Kingdom Teaching of Dr. Dana Carson. If you would like to hear this message in its entirety, visit drdanacarson.org for more Kingdom teachings and transformational messages. Subscribe to our YouTube page at Dr. Dana Carson.
The preceding broadcast has been brought to you by DCKM Partners, helping people to know God, make him known to others, and spread the kingdom message around the world. Find out more at drdanacarson.org.
DCKM, Dana Carson, Kingdom Ministries.
At The Rock, I'm learning the Bible and how it applies to my life.
At The Rock, I found God's purpose for my life.
At The Rock, our family's growing spiritually.
At The Rock, I have a great community of friends.
The Rock is not just another church, it's a kingdom experience. Join us for a life-transforming worship experience at any of our three campuses. We can't wait to worship God with you. Visit us at therockwoi.com to learn more. That's therockwoi.com.
Dreaming of bringing your ideas to life but overwhelmed by the process? Kingdom Publishing and Printing Services is here to help. From stunning books and brochures to custom flyers and eye-catching posters, we provide high-quality design and printing services to help you stand out. Whether it's banners, invitations, window decals, stickers, or apparel, we've got you covered. With quick pickup options and flexible quantities, Kingdom Publishing makes it easy to get what you need when you need it. Need a professional touch? Our design services ensure every project is tailored to perfection. Your business, event, or story deserves to shine. Let Kingdom Publishing and Printing Services turn your vision into reality. Visit kingdompublishingandprinting.com and start your journey today.
Welcome to FD's, where flavor meets comfort. Sink your teeth into our famous burgers, stacked high and packed with bold, unforgettable flavors. Craving wings? Our Chicago-style wings are crispy, saucy perfection every time. And don't forget the soul food. From tender meats to classic sides, every play is made with love and served with care. Find us at 812-0 Dixie Drive, Houston, Texas, 77087. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Dine in or take out. Let us serve up your next favorite meal. FD's, where good food brings great people together.
Nestled in the heart of Nairobi, Kenya, amid the hustle and bustle of life, is the Carson Academy of Kingdom Excellence. Here, over 500 bright young minds gather each day, eager to learn, grow, and shape their futures. But amidst the hopeful chatter and the sounds of knowledge being shared, a silent yet urgent issue looms large, threatening to disrupt the very fabric of this educational haven: the critical lack of access to clean water. Join us in a critical mission to secure the future of the Carson Academy of Kingdom Excellence. Your support is urgently needed to install new water tanks and essential purifiers. Together, we will transform borehole water into a safe, clean, and reliable source for every student and teacher. Let's ensure that no one at our school goes without access to the vital necessity of clean drinking water. Your donation holds the power to impact the lives of our students at the Carson Academy of Kingdom Excellence. The Kingdom Theological Seminary offers a quality yet affordable theological education for those seeking to increase their kingdom biblical knowledge.
The master and doctoral programs at the Kingdom Theological Seminary are unique and diverse programs designed to prepare and equip you for various aspects of 21st century kingdom ministry. KTS is a hybrid learning experience with online classes with a focus on kingdom and Pentecostal studies, as well as special weekend activities and classes to meet the needs of busy students from around the world. Find out more at ktseminary.com and prepare to expand your biblical understanding. Visit ktseminary.com.
This message is available in its entirety on our website, as well as a plethora of other Kingdom products. Learn more at drdanacarson.org. We would like to invite you to stay connected to Dana Carson Kingdom Ministries on your favorite social media platforms. Like, subscribe, and follow to stay connected with us.